So let's go line by line through the gospel. I have it on my website, don'tperish.com. Look on the gospel tab. I have teachings on every aspect of it. Let's go line by line. First of all, let's start with faith in Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection. What is faith in Jesus Christ? What does that actually mean? Is it just a head knowledge? I have faith in God. I believe in God. Or is it something more? The Bible actually teaches it is something more. To have a saving faith in Jesus Christ, it's an allegiance to follow. Not just a head knowledge, but you've decided to follow Jesus Christ and come out of your worldly ways, come out of your feminized ways, come out of your pride and vanity ways. And the Bible says a saving faith produces works, James 2. Show you my faith, I'll show you my works, show you my works, I'll show you my faith. If you're a godly husband, you love and protect you and are faithful to your wife. It's faith and works. Same thing with God. Let's move on to repentance. When you place your faith in Christ, the Bible says you must repent. Jesus' first ministry words were repent. Repentance is changing your mind, changing your ways, turning from the world, turning from every false way you know of, the culture and man-made religion. Metanoia in the Greek. Change your mind. Change your ways, leave all sin. It's not just feeling bad about your sin, it's leaving your sin, changing your direction from sin. Faith in this glorious Savior and his shed blood, repentance. When God sees a willing vessel and you're willing to obey, did you know the Bible says you can be born from above, John 3. By the way, Luke 13:3, Jesus said, repent lest you all perish. We'll put scripture in all this. So now the Bible says, by faith and repentance, you can be born again. We're preaching the gospel. It's a process. It's not a one-time act. You're preaching the gospel. Faith and repentance, you can be born from above. It's a spiritual new birth. It means that your heart and your mind have been renewed and been transformed. And the old man takes a back seat to the new creation. The Holy Spirit of God comes in. And you now dwell. He now dwells in you. You now are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And that's the hope that you can find, that God will come dwell with you. The word Emmanuel means God with us. That's Jesus Christ. So by faith, by repentance, you can be born from above, John 3:3. And you can know what it is to have God manifest himself to you. He doesn't appear to you, okay? He doesn't come and have coffee with you. He manifests via the Holy Spirit teaching you the word. And the Holy Spirit brings you joy. It's called chara in the Greek. Joy. Inner calm and cheer. That's what the Holy Spirit brings you. So by faith, by repentance, by this new life, you're born again. Holiness and obedience mark God's people. Holiness. 1 Peter 1:15, be ye holy in all your ways, for God is holy. And Hebrews 12 says, without holiness, no one will see God. You're not going to see God when you live like the world. You're not living holy. Church doesn't make you holy. Just believing doesn't make you holy. Being born into some religious organization doesn't make you holy. Holy is an obedience every day to follow Christ. Hebrews 5:9, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Are you obeying Christ because by faith and repentance you've been born again? Pretty simple process here. And the last part of the gospel. The Bible says you must endure in a saving faith. Endurance. Matthew 10. Lest you endure to the end, you will not be saved. 1 Corinthians 15. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, you have the hope of the gospel if you keep in remembrance, lest you've believed in vain. We don't want you to believe in vain, American neighbor. We want you to believe the truth. Test yourself, sir. We love you. We want you to believe the truth and hope. Come out of the culture. Come out of the churches. Christ alone is the answer. Enduring in the faith. We'll recap. Faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Repentance, turning your mind and your ways out of the world and church and your flesh. Be born from above by the Spirit of God. To walk in holiness and obedience and endure in a saving faith. That is the path to eternal life. The churches are not teaching that. They teach lies, corruption, compromise, easy believe, false doctrine. But that is the path, and every single one of those you must have to enter into eternal life because of what our glorious Savior has done. God be praised.